corruption. The real interesting question is, did anybody on the Obama White House staff, particularly, say, National Security Advisor Susan Rice, were they sent to talk to the vice president and say, this is creating an image problem for us. You're in charge of fighting corruption in Ukraine, encouraging them to do it, and your son is part of a corrupt company. I cannot imagine that that didn't happen, that somebody inside the White House didn't have words with the vice president about how sleazy this looked. And it is sleazy.
It's sleazy, and it looks horrible. There's no defense that we've heard from the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre or the president himself, that tells you, oh, it's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. Devin Archer is going to blow this whole thing up. We'll talk more about that. It is live and local, Morning Drive, 6 to 9 a.m. right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Monday, Joe Biden recently did an interview with MSNBC, and I put it this way, that's like doing an interview with your mom, because MSNBC loves the Biden administration and is in business simply to promote progressive causes, right? I think that's true. The interviewer was Nicole Wallace, former Republican, worked for Bush the Younger. And now Ms. Wallace is a dedicated progressive because she is paid very well by NBC News. And let's give her the assumption that her worldview has changed and people are entitled to do that. Anyway, in the interview with President Biden, Ms. Wallace did not ask one question about Hunter Biden. Nothing. It was what they say is a cupcake interview. It was nothing. Now, if you know the history of the so-called legacy television media, ABC, CBS, NBC, that never could have possibly happened, even 20 years ago. NBC News would have never done that. We're talking John Chancellor, Huntley Brinkley, all those guys. But now, NBC News is in business to promote progressive causes. It's shocking to me. So, Joe Biden went there and had a great time. Back after this.
Communism is more than a ghost from the past. It's a clear and present danger. I'm Jesse Kelly, and I've written The Essential Guide to Help You Fight Back. The Anti-Communist Manifesto arms you with tools and tactics to defend America against its most malicious enemy. Discover the infiltration of communists in education and corporations, and the hidden truth behind environmentalism, Antifa, and Black Lives Matter. Stand up for your nation. Join the fight. Get your copy of The Anti-Communist Manifesto today. Available wherever books are sold.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at 7:05, Megan Barth will join us. I wanted her to be a part of this first week in Morning Drive, 6 to 9 a.m. We have just made the move from noon to 3. Dan Bongino is in noon to 3. And I am now your 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. host, and I'm so excited. One of the things we're going to talk about, Megan Barth, when she gets here at 7:05, and that is how Jackie Rosen, the senator, who I think is on really, really shaky ground, According to a media report, she has violated the Stock Act to the tune of about $30,000. What is the Stock Act? Megan Barth will tell us in just a couple of minutes. Also, Randy Thompson will join us, the CEO of Northern Nevada Network. We'll find out what she's up to, formerly a small business expert. And we'll talk about how small businesses are being impacted by Bidenomics. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There have been more demonstrations across Israel following Parliament's approval of part of the Prime Minister's judicial reform plan, curbing the powers of the country's Supreme Court. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Paul Adams says reform opponents accuse Benjamin Netanyahu of damaging Israel's democracy.
Benjamin Netanyahu has won an important victory, defying months of passionate street protests. He's managed to pass one key part of his judicial reform program, limiting the powers of the Supreme Court. Last night, in a primetime address, he called for national unity, but indicated he plans to press ahead with reforms which his opponents argue undermine the rule of law and Israeli democracy.
The Department of Justice making good on its threat to sue the state of Texas over the border barrier the state has built in the middle of the Rio Grande. Governor Greg Abbott says the purpose of that floating border wall is to keep people from trying to make the dangerous swim across the river to enter the U.S. illegally. The Biden administration proposes requiring insurers to provide the same level of coverage for both mental and physical health issues.
The Biden administration says it's aiming to address issues such as insurers enabling nutritional counseling for diabetes patients, but making it more difficult for those with eating disorders. By measuring outcomes, the White House says it will force insurers to make modifications to come into compliance with the law.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was not injured after being involved in a car accident today while traveling to campaign events in Tennessee. A campaign spokesman says it happened while DeSantis was on his way to an event in Chattanooga. DeSantis scheduled to hold events throughout central and eastern Tennessee. He does plan to keep that schedule. Wall Street, the Dow down 23 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are.
This is your KMZQ Newsflash. Formula One has its way. There won't be any free views of the Las Vegas Grand Prix this fall. Several businesses have already partnered up with F1 to host viewing parties. Others may have to pony up big fees to participate in the three-day event. Hotels, restaurants, and bars with a view of the 3.8-mile racetrack will have to get on board with hefty fees, or the global racing circuit will effectively block their view with barricades and/or lighting stanchions. Licensing fees max out at $1,500 per, which means that an establishment with 20 seats would be faced with forking over $30,000. A fire over the weekend at a strip resort that's under construction is being called minor, and it's not expected to delay the opening in December. The blaze started Saturday afternoon on the rooftop of the Fontainebleau project, sending black smoke billowing into the sky. It was a construction material that caught fire, but the cause is still under investigation. Mega Millions' top prize tonight is $820 million. The National Lottery hasn't paid off its jackpot in 27 straight drawings. The cash option's up to $422 million. The Raiders look to bolster their secondary when they signed three-time Pro Bowl cornerback Marcus Peters yesterday. The seven-year veteran has 32 career interceptions, which is 26 more than the Raiders' current cornerbacks combined. This will be Peters' fourth team since he joined the league in 2015, most recently playing for the Baltimore Ravens. The Las Vegas Aces will wrap up a three-game road trip tonight in Chicago. The defending champions have dominated the WNBA through the first half of the season with a 21-2 record. The Aces will return home to face the Dallas Wings on Sunday afternoon at Michelob Ultra Arena. If it felt somewhat cooler yesterday, that's because it was. It was the first day the Vegas Valley didn't see temperatures reach 110 degrees since July 12th, 10 straight days. Thankfully, that streak has been snapped when yesterday's high stopped at 109. Today's forecast, sunny and 107 by mid-afternoon. With your KMZQ Newsflash, I'm Mark Thomas on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Well, starting to shape up on our Valley Freeways. An accident on I-15 southbound near Flamingo has been moved out of the travel lanes, but ongoing construction on both sides of 15 near Tropicana continue to keep those speeds down. In North Las Vegas, a Craig Road on-ramp to get onto I-15 southbound, still being cleared of a road hazard there. That's the on-ramp to 15 southbound from Craig Road in North Las Vegas. Otherwise, you're getting around safely so far this morning. No problems to report on 95, 215, North Summerlin Parkway. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. This is day two of this great radio adventure known as Live and Local in Morning Drive, 6 to 9 a.m. every day. I hope you'll make this a habit. We have a lot of fun. We talk about a lot of issues. We talk with people who are very passionate about what they believe. Well, one of those people is our next guest. We're talking about Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. She joins us. I wanted you to be a part of our first week, and I'm so glad you could make it.
Yes, it's a little early for us.
A little bit.
On your new morning drive.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. You have been so busy over the last week or so, and you're writing about something that I care passionately about, and that is school choice and the fact that there are 600 families who are about to lose their opportunity scholarship. Can you give us kind of a history lesson of how this came to be?
Sure. Real short and dirty and quick and dirty. The Democrats blocked any and all funding, expanded funding, additional funding for opportunity scholarships. They mischaracterized opportunity scholarships as vouchers. They are not vouchers. They do not use tax dollars. They don't take tax dollars away from public schools. They are actually funded by businesses through a modified tax. So they're tax credits. Governor Lombardo in AB 400, which was his original education bill that was really an umbrella for many of his priorities, included opportunity scholarships, and that would have increased funding to $500 million over 10 years. So that was $50 million a year that he wanted to budget. He wanted to expand business tax credits instead of the modified business tax. He also wanted to do a gaming tax credit, and then there was additional tax credit also. But the Democrats basically said it was a non-starter because it would, like I said, take money from public schools. And Steve Yeager even retweeted a tweet from Battleborn Progress, which is a hard left progressive group, which called opportunity scholarships a scam. And
wow,
these opportunity scholarships benefit thousands of children across the state, predominantly low-income children, because you have to be within 300% of the poverty level. And these opportunity scholarships provide them the opportunity to remove themselves from a failing public school, which Nevada is 49th in testing outcomes and scores. So we're not first, we're basically dead last. So these kids have the chance to use these scholarships worth up to close to $9,000 per student at a school of their choice. This could be a private school, it could be a secular school, it could be a religious school, it could be a charter school. And because the Democrats, they allowed for funding when Sisolak was in office, because of course they didn't want to blame Sisolak for taking opportunity away from the kids. They it put in about an extra $5 million each year that Sisolak was in office. And actually a little bit more in prior years. But at the end of Sisolak's term, they expanded the program with an additional $5 million. They removed that $5 million for this upcoming year. They killed the bill, AB 400, that Joe Lombardo proposed. So now we're basically back at original funding of basically 2015 when this program started, of approximately $6 million. So now all of these kids that have been in the Opportunity School Scholarship Program since 2015, for 8 years, they're going to have to be ripped out of their middle school or high school and put into a public school. And there's no opportunity for additional students to enter the program because there isn't any money for the program.
My question is, how do these Democrat legislators go back to their districts now after the 82nd Nevada legislature, and how do they, with a straight face, explain why we know 70% of you want this, but you're not going to get it?
Well, I mean, that's going to have to be up to them, but it's also going to have to be up to the Nevada GOP and Joe Lombardo's office and his war room and his PAC to really put the pressure on the Democrats who unilaterally killed opportunity for low-income students. Many of these Democrats are presiding over these low-income areas where these students get opportunity scholarships. So it is going to have some political influence and sway in order to change the mind of historically Democrat voters. You know, these are districts, for example, there's some swing districts that could be impacted by this, and we need all the swing districts we can get in order to gain seats in the assembly and save the Senate from a supermajority. So these are the parents who are directly affected by the Democrats' actions, where the Democrats basically starved the program to the point where it's hurting hundreds of low-income kids. I spoke to Michelle Morgan, who oversees Silver State Scholarships. She's one of six nonprofits in the state that basically manages this program through the tax credit program for these students. She's going to lose 428 students just out of her organization alone because she didn't get any of the funding. So she's going to have to go back to her constituents and tell the families on basically August 1st that if the governor doesn't somehow come up with some creative revenue or call a special session, which he can do.
And the number
kids are going to.
No, but just so we're clear, you're talking about 428 there, but overall, it's like the number is like what? Isn't it up around 600? The number of families impacted.
There's an estimate of 600 students, and that was given to me by the Nevada Coalition for School Choice, Valeria Gurr, who's constantly at the Capitol when in session, championing school choice and opportunity scholarships. She actually told me yesterday that Valeria, that she was a Democrat but became a Republican because of this issue. So Valeria knows how to speak to this issue very well and could be a great influencer in this upcoming election, especially if these students are starved of their opportunity. So yes, the estimate is approximately 600 students.
Again, Megan Barth joining us, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Has the private sector stepped up at all? I mean, is there any plan for a bunch of gazillionaires to come together and put together a foundation that could fund, I don't know, $10 million worth of opportunity scholarships per year? I mean, is there anything like that on the drawing board?
I haven't heard of anything. I've heard whisperings, but here's the situation. They don't have to necessarily recreate the wheel. They can reach out to the one of six organizations that in Nevada that handle these opportunity scholarships. They're all nonprofits in a sense, I believe. And so they would have to contact them to see how their donation could be used and if it's tax deductible. But again, as always, the private sector does better than the government sector, the bureaucrat sector. These organizations for opportunity scholarships aren't good fundraisers, just historically. They're busy managing the kids, getting the kids in place, managing the families, following the money, you know, doing everything for the kids, so they don't have huge fundraising arms or outreach. They rely on the tax credits to get these kids through the system. So, you know, if any gazillionaire out there would like to inquire further, I'm sure that they're a donor to Lombardo. They could easily call Lombardo's office and try to work out a plan or call, for example, Silver State Education, silvereducation.org, I believe it is, and find out what it's going to take to help these kids.
These kids are desperate. 600 families are going to be impacted, at least, maybe more. More coming up with Megan Barth. We're going to talk about the approval rating of our governor. It is through the roof. We'll find out why, maybe coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to have Megan Barth on, especially with our new hours, 6 to 9 a.m. Live and Local moves to Morning Drive. I'm so excited, and I'm so happy to have Megan Barth alongside, the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. You've been writing like crazy over the last week. In particular, I was fascinated by the new numbers out. The approval ratings for Joe Lombardo are at 57%. That is a landslide.
Yeah, and this was an 8-point jump from their quarter one poll. So After the legislative session, Joe Lombardo in the morning consult poll gained 8 points. The Lombardo team, as well as morning consult, points out that his bipartisanship